Good morning and welcome to our podcast. My name is David Pritchard and I'm the head of marketing here at Sintons. I'm joined today by my colleague Sophie Dodds, who is a solicitor in the family team here at Sintons. And our podcast today, which will last approximately 10 minutes, is another in our series of family related podcasts. And today, Sophie is going to discuss back to basics, financial remedy on divorce. So without any further ado, Sophie, good morning and over to you.
Thank you, David. Next, in our Back to Basics series, we are going to discuss financial remedy on divorce. Understandably, when a couple gets married, they begin intermingling their assets, whether that is purchasing a home together, opening joint bank accounts, or contributing towards a pension for the purpose of supporting the couple in retirement. When a relationship breaks down, there are often finances and property to separate, and today we are going to consider how these issues can be resolved. The first option is via negotiation. If the parties are amicable, they may be able to reach a decision as to how to separate the property and finances accrued during the relationship privately. This is the most cost-effective way of resolving issues and can improve the parties' communication overall. This is beneficial not only for the parties themselves, but for any children caught in the middle of the separation. If the parties cannot agree privately, solicitors can negotiate on their behalf through correspondence, via letters, emails, or over the telephone. If the solicitors are collaboratively trained, they can also arrange round table meetings with their parties and representatives in the hope of reaching an agreement. Another option is to attend mediation. Mediation is an out-of-court dispute resolution option where a trained mediator, who is an independent third party, will facilitate the discussion between the parties with the aim of reaching an agreement. If an agreement can be reached at mediation, this can be converted into a legally binding court order, which we will discuss in due course. Parties may wish to use arbitration to resolve their property and financial issues. Arbitration is another out-of-court dispute resolution option, but here a decision is made for the parties rather than the parties reach an agreement between themselves. An arbitrator, who is usually a senior barrister or a former judge, will hear the case in an informal setting and make a decision known as an award. The award is later converted into a court order which is legally binding. The last resort is to issue financial remedy proceedings with the court. The court encourages parties to use out-of-court methods where possible, but this is not always the case. The out-of-court methods may have been exhausted, or if no progress is being made, issuing financial remedy proceedings can provide some structure to the case and deadlines to file documents to encourage both parties to engage in the process. As with arbitration, financial remedy proceedings removes the control from the parties, and a judge in financial remedy proceedings has a wide discretion as to what they may consider to be a fair settlement. The court's priority is always the needs of the children of the family. They will also aim for a clean break where possible, meaning the court will attempt to sever as many financial ties between the parties as possible. Financial remedy proceedings are the most costly and time-consuming, which is why it is advised to try out-of-court methods first. Whichever method of resolving the property and financial issues is used, the parties should exchange financial disclosure. It is important that both parties are aware of the other's financial information to ensure the settlement is fair. Solicitors will also require the financial information, as they will not be able to fully advise whether the agreement reached is fair without having all of the information before them. Once the parties have reached an agreement, or the court or arbitrator has made a decision on behalf of the parties, the agreement is drawn up into a court order. If an agreement has been reached, this is known as a consent order. Once approved by the court, this document is legally binding and means that neither party can make a claim against the other's finances in the future. Without a court order, your ex-spouse could come back and make a financial claim against you even after your divorce has been finalised. Therefore, it is extremely important that you obtain a court order to protect your future assets. Thank you for listening, and if you are separating from your partner or find yourself in this situation in the future, please don't hesitate to contact one of our family team at Sintons questions, who will be more than happy to offer you advice and guidance. You can find our contact details at www.sintons.co.uk.
Thanks, Sophie. Very interesting. Enjoyed listening to that one. Very quickly for me, we release our webinars, podcasts and blogs on a regular basis, all of which can be found on our website, www.sintons.co.uk, should you wish to take a look. And you can also follow the family team on Twitter at Sintons Family. If you'd like to discuss anything Sophie's raised today further, please don't hesitate to get in touch with her or a member of the team. Sophie can be contacted via telephone 0191 226 7878 or via email sophie.dodds@sintons.co.uk. That's all from us today. Once again, thank you so much for listening. Stay safe, everyone, and we'll speak to you next time.